Well, it's a three-horse race in the Republican primary for governor, and they were busy last week.
Yeah, like two nights in a row. A
couple of back-to-back debates.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, I don't know, I guess I would call it a little more mudslinging. I think they call it drawing the contrast between each other. And we did talk to Mike Cox. We also had John James on the show. And now we welcome back Perry Johnson to the show. Perry, good morning. It's good to have you back.
Well, good morning, and it's great to be back.
I got to tell you, you are a busy dude. I see you all around the state on social media. You are getting out there. What are you hearing for people, and how did then that message from folks translate into your debates last week?
Well, if you went with us wherever we go, you would see we have the momentum. I don't think anybody's going to deny that. In fact, it's very hard for me to believe that we really could be down in the polls, because wherever we go, we are mobbed. And I think the message is clear. I really believe that sticking to the major issues is the key. People are tired of the government throwing away your money, and they want to be able to have a leaner government, a cleaner government, and they'd like to be able to keep their money. My message of eliminating the state income tax, reforming the property tax, has resonated. In fact, I was at the baseball game on Saturday night, and while I'm at the game, they are yelling out, "Perry Johnson, Perry Johnson, 47, 47. That was literally resonating right from his seats all the way up through the entire crowd. So the bottom line is, people realize that the government has been a little reckless. And the only way we're going to be able to eliminate our state income tax, reform our property tax, is if we can lean the government. I think they also like the fact that I don't have any commitments with anyone else, because I didn't allow people to donate. And I was concerned primarily about people donating large chunks of money, like DTE, who gave $39,000 to John James, $107,000 from the people who built the data sites were given to John James. When you have people donating money to you, they typically give something. I think people called it an investment, but that's what politicians do. They spend their time collecting money from other people so that they can run for reelection. And they use other people's money for their campaign. In John James's case, he even used taxpayer money, because he took $250,000 from the taxpayers to run his commercials. So the bottom line of this is, I think that they want to have a cleaner government, leaner government. And since I've spent my entire life bringing quality and efficiency to companies and organizations, the Navy, DOD, that is my skill set. I am the one guy that has really spent his life bringing quality and efficiency to organizations, companies, and I can do that for the state. Now, I'm not asking for anything. I want my kids to stay in this state. I don't want my kids going elsewhere. I want this state to explode. I don't want to stop the declining population. I want people to be able to keep their homes when they're 65 and not have the onerous tax, which is really forcing them to get out of their home, because now they don't have the same income they had before, but taxes have gone up enormously. It's not fair, particularly when you consider that the government has things that are so absurd. I can just cite a few things off the top. This isn't even my mega audit, my Michigan Efficiency Government audit, that will in very short order identify the weaknesses. That's what we do with all the companies. So we identify weaknesses where we can save money, where we can become more efficient, where we can have better quality. Now, $1.8 billion was literally invested, so-called, in MEDC to try to get us additional jobs. That was the goal. They were going to get 25,700 jobs. It turns out they got 602. That's $3 million a job. What a waste. Now, we pointed out in the debate that John James' company got $2 million. He said he was going to create over 100 jobs. They actually lost 32. So when you get situations like that, you say enough is enough. What about the fact that we're trying to improve the quality of reading for fourth graders and under? That was our goal. $1 billion per year was spent to try to achieve that. Not only did we not achieve it, we went from 26th in the country to 44th in the country. Why? Because we didn't evaluate the situation ahead of time to see what should be done. And we took away phonics.
Perry, let me ask you, you often describe yourself as a conservative outsider. If you elected governor, how would you work with a legislature that you may not always agree with?
Well, there are two issues involved. You have one issue you have is the Congress, because you have to work with them and get them in place. Obviously, a number of the people running are going to be very valuable because you need people that have been out there and can work with those people. But the other end of the stick, the money, is the actual civilian workforce. And that sometimes people don't realize is that civilian workforce is just like any other workforce in any large organization. You know, in any large organization, you can't get rid of people. It's not like you can fire people, because you can't. So it doesn't matter whether you're talking about General Motors, Ford, IBM, any company that's large is very similar to the government in that way. These civilians are there year after year, administration after administration. That money is already allocated. That doesn't mean they have to spend every penny in that budget. I wrote a book, 2 Cents to Save America. The concept is quite simple. Instead of having people spend every penny in their budget every year, you have to change the way the government's run, and you have to make it more efficient. So you incentivize people to become more efficient. Nothing is going to stop me from making it more efficient so that we have the money to eliminate the state income tax.
Yeah.
If I go and lean the government, I can on my own eliminate that state income tax. I don't need anybody's permission. In fact, we have something in our Constitution that if you do save the money, you're supposed to give it back, and you're supposed to lower the income tax. The bottom line is we don't follow that because we don't even bother to see what we're going to do. We had a $6.3 billion surplus, and what did we do? Gretchen Whitmer decided to bonus this to the people instead of giving it back to the citizens or the residents of the state in a reduced income tax. What about the gas tax? Think about it. We have a gas tax, a sales tax, income tax, property right. tax, corporate tax.
Let me ask you this really quickly, one-word answer, because we got to go. Whether you or John or Mike wins this primary, is there going to be a coalition of Republicans supporting each other?
Absolutely.
Okay, fair Wait. Enough. Perry Johnson, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you. We'll talk again very soon.
Okay, and enjoy life.
You got
you
it.
As well,
you do
sir.
The same. More next on JR Morning.